Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor David Bass, serving at St. Michael Lutheran Church and School in Fort Myers, Florida. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark chapter 14, verses 12 to 31. And on the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. There prepare for us." And the disciples set out and went to the city and found it, just as he had told them. And they prepared the Passover. And when it was evening, he came with the 12. And as they were reclining at table and eating, Jesus said, "Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be sorrowful and to say to him one after another, "Is it I?" He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the dish with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." And as they were eating, he took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." And Peter said to him, "Even though they all fall away, I will not." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he said emphatically, "If I must die with you, I will not deny you." And they all said the same. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. It is the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The disciples are busy with preparations. If they thought they were preparing for another feast, just as they had seen and experienced so many times before, what unfolded in that upper room was far more than a well-prepared meal. It is the moment when Jesus becomes the fulfillment of the meal himself. At first glance, nothing seems out of the ordinary, Jesus sending his disciples to make the preparations. But then, as they gather for the meal, the conversation from the text of the Holy Scriptures feels heavy. Betrayal and denial, weakness, failure. Jesus says it plainly, "One of you will betray me." And one by one, the disciples ask, "Is it I?" They are not pointing fingers. They are looking inward, and rightly so. Because the uncomfortable truth is this: left to ourselves, each of us has the same capacity for betrayal. We promise faithfulness, we fall asleep. We boast courage, we run away. We swear loyalty and deny Jesus with our words, with our silence, with our choices. Peter insists, "Even though they all fall away, I will not." And Jesus gently and painfully responds, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." Peter means well. He loves Jesus. But sincerity is not the same as strength. That is the law at work here. It exposes the limits of our devotion. It strips away our confidence in ourselves. We are not saved by the strength of our promises. We are saved by the faithfulness of Christ. And that is why Jesus does what he does next. Take, this is my body, his sinless body, given for your sin and mine. He takes the cup. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many, not for the worthy, not for the strong, not for those who won't fail, but for many, for sinners, for betrayers, for deniers, for people like Peter, people like you and I. This is pure gospel. Jesus does not give symbols of commitment. He gives himself. His body soon broken on the cross, his blood soon shed for the forgiveness of sins. The covenant he establishes is not sealed with our obedience, but with his sacrifice. And then he sings a hymn with them. He knows the cross is coming. He knows abandonment is near. He knows that the cup he will drink in Gethsemane will be far heavier than that cup in the upper room. I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. Even here, our Lord is looking forward, not to failure, but to fulfillment, not to denial, but to complete restoration, not to death, but to the feast, the celebration that is yet to come. So when you come to the Lord's Supper, to Holy Communion, to the Eucharist, come honestly, come reverently. Come not pretending you are stronger than you are, not hiding your fear or your shame. Come confessing, saying, Lord, I am not worthy. And Jesus says in response, this is for you, given and shed, for the forgiveness of sins, for life, for salvation. This means of grace, this meal, is not the reward for faithfulness. It is the gift that creates and sustains faith. It is Christ meeting weak sinners with strong grace. So come, take, eat, and drink. Jesus gives himself for you, fully and completely. That is grace, that is mercy, that is love. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.